Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, last year the records were just reversed. South was the 7-0 unbeaten, Columbus North 6-1. So here we go again for a second straight year on Friday night at Huff Memorial for at least a share of the Conference Indiana title. This Bulldog team of Tim Bless may be his best ever. No one has scored over 13 points. They've allowed only 8 a game. Their average win margin is 35 points a ball game. South average is 39. And found a way to respond, holding a road lead the other night at Terre Haute North. Offensive coordinator Anthony Lindsay.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we got on the board there coming out of half. Knew some things would be open. We executed coming out after halftime.
What was the problem? I say problem, but there was some concern. Terre Haute North gave you some problems. They gave you some fits with their defensive looks.
They do a good job against us defensively. They've done that the past couple years I've been here, and we've had a lot of guys, especially on the line, moving in and out, moving to different positions. So maybe that was some of it.
Well, Gavin settled in second half. He struggled early on in the ball game. Got good pressure though. Again.
Yeah, he did struggle. They had a lot of pressure on him. Missed a couple of wide open guys. He got on there, threw a couple nice passes to Jager there for touchdown.
Talk a little about the opportunity existing for you to defend as Conference Indiana champion.
Yeah, we got a great shot. Obviously, we put ourselves in position, and it's going to be a tough game against Columbus North. But we're ready for it. It should be a nice crowd.
That's offensive coordinator for South, Anthony Lindsay. Going to have to put four quarters together against this bunch, Columbus North. South, if you remember, won last year in Columbus, jumping off to that big lead and then holding off Columbus North 22-17 at the end, going on, of course, to win it outright with its unbeaten regular season. In the Zone, Terry joins Glass in your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, a year ago, T-Gray Scales wasn't all that involved in the Ohio State game from a statistical standpoint out at the stadium. That won't be the case this Saturday over in Columbus. You know, you talk about being wired these last two. Back-to-back 13 total tackle games, but this one last Saturday was sweeter because it came in an upset win. So, going into a filled Ohio Stadium as another underdog in an East Division biggie, I tell you, 13 is anything but unlucky for the junior linebacker.
I mean, just focus on just staying a route that Coach Allen got us going on right now.
Talk about the focus and what's all incorporated in that with you.
I mean, just one day at a time. I know Coach Inge make sure we stay true to our fundamentals. Coach Allen is really like on us about our fundamentals also. So it's really all about fundamentals because every team got athletes. It's about who do the fundamental things right every play. So that's pretty much been a big thing.
You got a God-given talent for, seeking out the ball. And a lot of these stops over the course of the last couple of games have been solo shots.
Yeah, I mean, taking the ball away, we left a couple on the field, but we continue to strip at the ball every chance we get, and that's just a big part of our defense.
How much confidence does this give us now? I'm going over and taking on the Buckeyes.
Confidence is high. We know what we're capable of. We just got to continue to just bring it every day.
T-Gray, the thing about the defense as it's unfolding here is, knock on wood, so far we've not given up the big play. We have been sound.
Yeah, and that's just like I said, sticking to fundamentals, communication throughout our defense and trusting in what Coach Allen is doing for us.
Has that been the big thing, communication?
Absolutely, and when we all on the same page, I think we're probably one of the best defenses out there when our feet are set.
Well, hopefully his feet will be set, as the rest of the Hoosiers as well. T-Gray Scales returning to his native Ohio. Young man out of Cincinnati. Don't forget, In the Zone, Terry joining Glass again, and your phone calls at 6 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.